The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time for the initials game.
Are we guessing the initials for breakfast?
Sure.
Yes!
Come on, guys.
I don't care.
WS.
I just want to tell you in advance, you're not going to get this. I'm telling you.
Okay.
And then I'm telling you that, and then you're going to, so you can't blame me. All right, go ahead.
WS.
Zero letters correct.
Can I ask a question pertaining to the letters?
Yeah.
You can answer it or not.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a double letter, would you tell us? Like if it was TT or JJ.
You mean like if you said those letters, mm-hmm. would I say you got one correct or two?
Yeah.
I would say two.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's next?
What did you say, Kelly?
Can't say.
W.
Water station.
I love water stations.
I wish we
so
had
much.
One. Yeah, you're right. We need a better one.
Feels unfair.
I don't know. Maitland just randomly said words.
Yeah.
She could have been talking about anything.
Yeah. Always blurting.
Yeah. That's me.
I'll go.
Wait, waiting.
Yeah. Well, that's who we're waiting for.
Actually,
yeah.
I'm going to stop holding my breath now.
T-R.
Zero letters correct. Ah! Maitland.
Okay. L.
Good letter.
P.
Zero letters correct. Hobbs.
All right. Well, you said we'd never get them, so I'll say BV.
Zero letters correct. Tommy!
Oh, boy. Let's do AZ.
Oh, tricky. AZ. Okay.
Steve, do you remember when you asked if it was double letters, if I would tell you?
Uh-huh.
It is today. It is not double V. It is also not double A. It's double
oh.
D.
He said AZ.
Oh, double D.
Oh, well, he's still
wrong. Of course
wrong.
I never would have got
After Steve asked that question, I thought, there's a good chance they'll get this.
Wow. I've always wondered that. I just never had the balls to ask. I was always afraid of what the response would be.
What would I do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get kind of crazy.
What?
Oh, that wacky free beer.
You blur the line between free beer and Johnny John sometimes. Always a little, nervous.
What?
What's the deal with the music?
Uh-oh.
Now I see it.
Yeah. You never know when he might throw something at you.
Yeah. I'm already recovering from an eye injury this week.
Yeah, it's looking better, though.
Thank you.
It's looking better.
You're not milking it as long like a little bitch like Otwings did.
You know, with my black eye that I had.
For a week
or so.
Or two. Yeah. All right, here we go. DD. I will give you the clues in order. Not every clue has to do with the clue before it. And that's one of the things where sitting on this side where I can see the answer, I'll see them give a clue on these cards from the game, the initials game, initialsgame.com, where I know what they're talking about because I know the answer. And then the next one is a completely different angle, still helpful, but only if you know they're two separate things.
Right.
But as it is, it just makes the first one confusing. Here we go, DD. None of them are people.
Okay. Well, there goes my Danny DeVito.
Yeah, so much for that.
I don't think. No, they're all common phrases.
Okay.
Or things.
Okay.
DD, clue number one, often connected to anger or rejection.
Steve.
Steve, for 4 points.
Debbie Downer.
No.
Oh.
Clue number two is sudden. Clue number three is unexpected. Clue number four is sensationally striking.
Ooh.
Clue number five, often connected to the word gorgeous.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Drop dead.
Correct.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Dashing darling.
Yes.
DD, here we go. Number one, gained popularity in the mid-20th century. Clue number two. Was
hot wings.
Hot wings.
Dumpster diving.
Incorrect. Clue number two was featured on ABC's Wide World of Sports. Clue number three, serious injury is rare. Clue number four, connected to multiple video games, including a 1984 arcade game and the game Twisted Metal.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Draft Dodger.
Nope. What a weird video game. Try to run away from the police.
Get away from the Vietnam War.
If you can make it to the Canadian border, you're a winner. Clue number five, often appears at fairs.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Demolition Derby.
Yeah,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
DD, clue number one is commonly considered a criminal defense. Offense.
Tommy.
Offense. Kelly.
Draft dodging.
Correct.
Really?
Oh.
Oh.
Four for Kelly. Wait, what did you say?
Draft dodging.
Incorrect.
Steve.
Tommy was next. Tommy.
Drunk driving.
Incorrect. Steve.
Oh. Oh.
Hot wings.
No.
Three, two.
Drunk dodging.
No. Hot wings.
Draft dodger.
Correct.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Come on.
What do you guys think?
I want to hit you. That's what I think.
I think Kelly
got
gets it.
Kelly got that.
Well, I thought so too, but then she said she wanted to hit me, so now I'm going to give 3 points to Hot Wings, one to Kelly.
Oh,
man, that's cool.
That's fair. Super
gets
fair.
Four. Kelly gets four.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
DD, round three. Here we go. Round four. Clue number one, connected to the star Sirius. Clue number two, connected to an afternoon.
Hot Wings.
Hot wings.
Dog days.
Correct. That's three.
Oh, serious.
Got it.
Dog star.
Dog star, yep.
Oh, okay. Didn't get it. Didn't get it. DD, round five. Kelly, four. Hot wings, three. Mate, one. Tommy,
oh,
one.
I thought I had six because I wasn't insolent before.
No, that was all facetious. Kelly received all four of her insolent points.
Okay, all right, I'll act that out.
I'm scared.
I have three now.
And sad.
Here we go, DD. It's believed the phrase started in the early 20th century.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Debbie Downer.
Incorrect. Clue number two, sometimes utilized to minimize awkwardness. Clue number three, sometimes connected to restaurants. Clue number four sometimes occurs at proms. Clue number five features romance.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Dinner date.
Incorrect.
Dang it. Maitland.
I have to read another clue or someone else has to buzz
in. Yeah.
You know it though, right?
Maybe. Maybe.
In a true sense, involves four people, two couples, and one evening. Maitland. She had buzzed in.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, okay. I was like, double date.
Correct.
Oh.
Oh, duh.
I couldn't get dance out of my head. Double dance? Date dance? Dining dance?
Dagger dance.
Dining deals.
Isn't that one where it's basically humping with clothes on?
What?
What?
I need to see this.
What's it called?
I think they call it daggering. It's
daggering.
Popular in like one of the Caribbean countries.
I think that's just murder.
It's dancing.
Okay.
I mean,
still just dancing.
It looks like he's murdering her V from behind in the clip I remember, but
fully
you know.
Clothed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
But it's very sexual.
What are you doing over there, Steve? Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, stop it, Steve. It's
remember
annoying.
When Steve was like, I don't have any responsibilities today.
Yeah.
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 Stop daggering the audio.
DD, here we go. Number one, often connected to necessity or survival.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Dumpster diving.
Correct. That's four.
Of course.
Alex has seven, Kelly has four, Mate two, Tommy one. DD, clue number one. This is a pejorative or derogatory term.
Kelly. Debbie Kelly. Downer.
No.
Hot wings.
One,
hot wings.
One
ding point. Dong.
Incorrect.
Steve.
Steve.
Dumb dope.
Nope. Two, connected to money or lack thereof. Clue number three can be connected to potential incarceration. Clue number four, there was a famous scene in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where Will confronts his...
Maitland.
Tommy.
Maitland.
Deadbeat dad.
Correct, Maitland, with three.
Oh.
Yes.
Why don't you love me, man?
Even though deadbeat is one word, the B threw me off. It sounds like a two-word.
Here we go, DD. Round 60. Clue number one. This is a person.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Debbie Downer.
Incorrect.
Oh.
We're going to get it.
Clue number two. Is responsible for others.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Designated driver.
Correct. For three for Tommy.
Good, good.
Steve, maybe the music's not consistent in the way it's on, but you are consistent with your performance in this game.
Yes. Agreed.
DD, here we go. Clue number one. Connected to a 1983 Brian De Palma and Oliver Stone film.
Kelly.
Maitland.
Kelly.
Debbie Downer.
Nope.
Tommy.
What a strange Oliver Stone movie. Maitland.
Double Dare.
Incorrect. Tommy.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that very popular Oliver Stone film.
I don't know.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't know who he
is. Clue number two, connected to Lance in 1994's Pulp Fiction. Good clue.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Double Decker?
Nope. Clue number three, connected to an AMC show that ran from 2008.
Maitland.
Don
Draper?
Nope.
Damn it.
From 2008 to 2013.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Drunk driving.
No. Clue number four, connected to Marlo Stanfield from HBO's The Wire.
These clues would be super helpful if I've seen any of this stuff.
I'm still stuck on the Brian De Palma, Oliver Stone thing. I'm like,
let it go, man.
What movie was that?
Let it go. Clue number five appeared in Johnny Depp's 2001 film, Blow. Clue number six, on a kingpin level, Pablo Escobar is an extreme
Tommy.
Example of this occupation.
Oh, hot wings.
Tommy.
Drug dealer.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Goodness.
Tommy moves into a firm second. Let's see. DD, clue number one is a 2010 comedy movie. Clue number two. Only accurate about 4% of the
Kelly.
Time.
Kelly. Debbie Downer.
Incorrect.
God dang it.
Yes, 96% of the time when someone's called a Debbie Downer, they are neither Debbie nor Downer. Number three, it's an estimation. Clue number four, it's sometimes harmlessly gambled on. Clue number five, can feature delivery.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Dunkin' Donuts. That's not right.
Nope.
Good try, though.
It's only accurate 4% of the time. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Fine
We've
movie.
Sent you a chicken and a block.
What am I talking about?
Number six. This happens on a calendar of sorts 38 to 42 weeks after conception.
Kelly.
Hot wings.
Oh.
Steve.
Kelly Storsbeck.
Due date.
Correct. No, I'm sorry. It's Debbie Downer. Kelly has five, tied for second. Last one, double points. Clue number one could involve planning, training, or analysis. Clue number two is often considered immersive or extensive.
Steve.
Steve.
Due diligence.
Incorrect. Three is an examination of the fine details or nuance.
Steve.
Steve.
Deep dive.
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh.
That's 2 points for Steve.
Hey. Look at that.
That is
four
points for Steve.
Wow.
Moving him ahead of Maitland, who got three overall. Steve got one at the last second.
Yeah.
And he moves into fourth.
All that matters. Not last.
Alex gets seven. Kelly has five. Tommy has five.
Yay.
Steve four. Mate three.
What a day.
So Mate buys breakfast as your last place manager. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Not a
You're
fact.
Welcome.
Not true.
Lobster.
Not true.
All right.
Yeah, get it.